This is a Get Serial podcast. You can check out more Get Serial at syn.org.au and at Get Serial on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram.
We're back. You're listening to Get Serial Thursday edition with Jono and Jess. This morning we have another Ripper interview coming up with Ukulele Death Squad. Welcome.
Thank you. Pleasure to be here.
We've got to start off, first of all, by asking, how did you get that name?
Well, that is actually the thing that most people start off with, and it was quite an interesting story because Julian and Ben, who are the founders of the band, got together and they're like, how do we capitalize on the rising popularity of the ukulele? And Ben was originally a guitarist, switched to ukulele, and they just decided, oh, we need a band name, Tarantino vibe. And Julian was like, how about Pigeons on the Moon? And Ben was like, how about no? Let's call it Ukulele Death Squad. And since then, it's been very good at selling out our shows because people buy tickets without even hearing the music. It's great.
Yeah, people are interested straight away. Yeah, like, well, this seems very, very unique. But it is super cool that you've created a band based around an instrument that you normally wouldn't consider to be kind of rock music.
Mm. Well, the idea was to reclaim the ukulele as a cool instrument because, you know, there's a lot of kind of happy-go-lucky sort of wishy-washy music out there, and not to, you know, diss too much on the ukulele because we love ukulele communities and all the people that play ukulele, but we just thought that there was another side to ukulele that should be explored a little bit more.
Fair enough. And explore we will, because we have an awesome live performance coming up of a song called Eyes Like That. What made you choose that song?
Well, it's the first song that I wrote in the band. And so shortly after joining the band, we went on tour to Edinburgh Fringe Festival. And it was a wild time. And there were some crazy travel stories. And one of those travel stories made it into a song. So hope it's entertaining for you.
tell us a little bit about, you know, I'm interested now in what that story is.
Well, it kind of speaks for itself a little bit, so I don't want to give too much away.
Yeah.
But basically, Julian and I arrived in London a week before the tour and stayed with a French friend of his who took us to some interesting parties, to say the least. And there was a lot of intrigue around the different people and, you know, they're into like certain kinky stuff. So wrote a song about that, and that ended up kind of being the hit song of the tour.
Wow. I'm sure you've done a bit of travel with this band and like it sounds like you've played some awesome gigs. What has been the career highlight or like the most exhilarating performance you've ever given?
I think my personal favourite was playing in Glasgow, which is a city that really knows how to party. And we were playing in a very small venue, you know, probably four times this little room, just like underground, under a cafe. And it was absolutely packed up. Like, people couldn't move. They were like sardines. And the heckling was incredible. Like, we would play a song and they would all just be like, oh, is that the best you've got? You know, but they were loving it, you know. And then, you know, the way that they sang along with the songs, it was a very memorable night.
I can imagine the intensity from that, just like getting more and more. You're just like trying to prove yourself to this massive crowd.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, that's awesome. Well, I think we might start us off now with a bit of music.
Okay, excellent. Now, I did screen this song beforehand, so it doesn't have any swearing in it, but kinky nature ahead.
All right. Take us away. This is Ruben from Ukulele Death Squad. Let's do it.
Eyes like that. Well, I saw her on the tube, and I swear my eyes were glued. Now I'm not the kind to intrude, but there was just something scary about her high-heeled shoes. Every moment, every movement, every breath, I said, I want to be her slave from the cradle to the death. And she looked at me and not a word came out, but I knew what she was talking about. Cause I got moves and I got style, and I just wanted to see her smile. She cocked her head back quizzically, said, there's something you can do for me. And I said, anything you want, yes please. Well, eyes like that, I can tell. Eyes like that, take you straight to hell. Eyes like that, if you wanted more. Eyes like that, gon' settle the score. Well, I'm a man who dressed so well. Eyes like that, they can tell. Eyes like that, they'll leave you raw. Eyes like that, they're hardcore. That's a sax. She got a corporate life and a corporate dream. Works in finance, dresses clean. Works in finance, dresses fine. Gets to work every day on time. She's not the kind to be kind to strangers. But the strangest thing of all is when you peel back the layers. Cause she's got a mean streak, honey, got a nasty side. But when the weekend comes, she got a secret life. Don't like her man standing by her side. But she's sure smack on there behind this corporate girl. Dressed in red, she'll be standing on your head. High heels pushed into your thighs. Baby, your pain is a sacrifice. And I just wanna see her smile when I look into her eyes. Well, eyes like that, I can tell. Eyes like that, take you straight to hell. Eyes like that, leave you wanting more. Eyes like that, gonna settle the score. I'm a man who dressed so well. Eyes like that, they can tell. Eyes like that, they'll leave you raw. Eyes like that, they're hardcore. And all I needed was some tenderness. You can imagine a barbershop quartet here. Tenderness. But when I got home, I was told to undress. She knocked me down, 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 till I was on all fours, on all fours. Then with a chain, she let me down the corridor. Now every day she leaves me locked up in her basement, and I'm hungry for the day when I can have one taste of it. We got whisper breakfast and custard tea, but this ain't gonna satisfy me. This corporate girl dressed in red, how did she get into my head? Said every time I try to leave, she says, baby, on your knees, you got one job and that's to please. Well, I agree.
Oh yeah.
Cheers.
So good. So much energy in that.
Yeah, well, wait till there's four of us.
Yeah, I can just imagine. A bit of saxophone in there as well.
Yeah, there's a lot of quasi-tasteful shredding.
Yeah.
Not so tasteful.
What would you say, like, just because I don't think I've ever heard something, like, so high energy and unique like that, what would you say were, like, the biggest musical influences on you and the group?
Well, they're all very varied because, you know, I come from like a jazz funk kind of background. I like a lot of contemporary music and rock as well, whereas Ben's, you know, a touring artist for 15 years playing with a band called folk kind of rock dance band, and Julian kind of just brings this massive energy, you know, and you think I've got a lot of energy. Where do you see him play the ukulele? So, and Eamon's Irish, so he brings in a lot of kind of traditional, beautiful Irish ballads as well. So it's this kind of really eclectic kind of mix of people really wanting to share their thing.
Yeah. Now, if you could describe Ukulele Death Squad in three words, what would they be?
Classy, sweaty mayhem.
I love that.
That's amazing.
That's so good. So talk us through, what can we expect from your upcoming gig at the Pride of the Footscray?
The classy thing was a lie, by the way. But Pride of Footscray, you can expect all of those things, and you can expect a bunch of new songs that we've been working on. And you can expect a special guest appearance from our new singer in the band. So he has been playing with us for the last few shows, Matt Barker, who's got the voice of an angel and the stage presence of, I don't know, he's amazing. And just as usual, you know, all the crazy kind of banter that goes along with the Ukulele Death Squad show. There's actually a drag show on after us.
Incredible.
That night, so it's going to be a wild night this Saturday.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm sure you've won a lot of people over today. Very keen. We're going to play the latest single from Ukulele Death Squad, Not Afraid. Ruben, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
My pleasure.
Thanks for having me. You're listening to Get Serial.
This has been a Get Serial podcast. Get Serial, 6 till 9 a.m. weekdays only on Sin.